You're listening to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You with Ashley Parrish and Jessica Pfeiffer,
a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. As always, we are joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus.
Hey guys, and welcome back to episode 73.
Hey Ashley, we started up school this week. How about you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, did I ever tell you, a whole lot of new issues.
I hated when school started. I remember watching TV when it would start back to school ads. Mm-hmm. I hated that.
As a kid or an adult?
Oh, as a kid and as an adult, really. I had undiagnosed ADD and school was such a drag.
I'll just tell you that all seven of my kids are in school this year.
Whoa.
I bought back to school supplies on July 5th.
Wow.
Just because I knew I've got to start early. I've got a lot of kids. I've got to make sure they have all the things.
Well, you had to get a semi truck just to bring the stuff home.
It was ridiculous to bring it home. Yeah. For sure. It's been a busy week, and going back to school brings brand new issues with parenting. I don't know about you, but we've had to reset some of our rules. We reviewed some of the things that the kids are allowed to do.
Good for you, Dr. Ken.
We've been using our plan and looking at it and thinking, okay, this kid is a year older. What does this mean for their activities and for their privileges and things like that?
So here's Dr. Ken's tip of the day. This is beginning of school. So you're listening to this, hopefully, as school has just been starting. This is the time of the year to take care of a few things. Number one, review the level of intervention that you're doing with school. So if your teenager, most of your teenagers have reached the point where we will no longer micromanage school. You do not answer to us about how and when you do homework, but your grades need to maintain a minimum of, and we'll check at these points, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. This is the time to sit down and clarify all that mm-hmm. not just what the limits are on your grades. And you do want to say that, like, you can't have any more than two C's, whatever. Make sure that it's a reasonable thing to hit, a minimum, and what the consequences are if you don't. But you also want to emphasize the reason we're telling you this is because you are free to handle this however you want. You don't answer to us. Make sure you, if that's where your teenager is, which other than the very youngest teenagers, most of yours are, be clear about that. If you have a college kid, this is the time to call, if you haven't already, and remind them how you handle school is your deal. But here's what happens if you fail a class. Most of the time, the best thing I recommend is if you fail a class, you will have to pay us back for that class. We'll give you one semester because, we'll pay for the next one. But by the semester after that, you got to pay us back. Something that's realistic that mm-hmm. lets them know this is what's going to happen if your grades don't hit what they should, so that you can, again, emphasize, because other than this, it's up to you. How you handle this is your deal. So you emphasize that freedom. September, first part of school, this is the time to recheck all that stuff. It's not as essential, but it's probably a pretty good idea to also recheck your electronics limits. That always fades back. Mm-hmm. So, gear up, gather a spine and remind them, sorry, this got drifted over the summer, but you can't have your phone in your room after 10 p.m. Whatever you're going to do, set that. We've talked about that in these episodes before. We talked about school before, right? That's like episode, three?
Three, I think. And then we also talked about a little bit in number 38, which was really more about college. But we did hit a few of these things in that college episode too.
But now's the time, if you haven't already, review all that stuff mm-hmm. with your teenager. This is what you'll be held accountable for, because other than that, it's up to you. How you handle this is, we want you to know you have that freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So maybe you're a new listener and you are like, what is he talking about? Go back to episode 3.
There you go.
Listen to it and you'll know all the things that he's talking about.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But now's the time to do that. So I want to mm-hmm. remind everybody that this mm-hmm. is when you do that.
That's good. Right. It's way better than getting the report card and yelling at them.
Boy. Do you know how much my caseload used to jump up after the first report card?
I'm sure, because every parent is freaking out.
I say used to because I actually don't see new teenagers anymore. Did y'all know that? My
Just practice old teenagers.
Is slowing down. I'm seeing all the teenagers I see. But now mm-hmm. if you call, if I have new patients, I'm only seeing parents. Isn't that sad?
Well, they just listen to your podcast, Dr.
I know. It's all out there. So come on. All right. So I have a multiple choice question for the two of you. Are you ready? Because okay. you're good at this. You've gotten pretty good. I mean,
I haven't studied.
I know. But here we go.
Might be so, rusty.
Imagine that your 14-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. okay, failed to win a promotion in cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
So she issues an F-bomb laced social media. I think it was like on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Just this rant about how terrible she was treated on cheerleading and so forth, laced with F-bombs, right? All right. So the school found out. And so they suspended her from the cheerleading team for this, right? So mm-hmm. I'll make it easy for you. As a parent, this is your daughter. Do you A, add extra punishment at home because the school suspended her, but we also are going to, I don't know, ground her or whatever. B, leave what the school does as discipline alone and just let that be it and not add discipline at home. Got me?
Mm-hmm.
Or C, take the school district to court and sue all the way up to the Supreme Court to ensure your 14-year-old's right to F-bomb lace her social media criticism of her school. All right, so take your time. What's your answer?
Go, Ashley.
Well, I would say A.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's going to be the right answer. Jessica?
Okay, well, I would say, well, I'm kind of between A and B. I think my daughter would be pretty upset about not making the squad or whatever. And so I would think that that might be enough punishment. Mm-hmm. But I also see, I would not be the one to sue the school district. But I see the point in being able to have freedom of speech outside of school about
the
what's
Supreme
going
Court,
on to school.
Jessica.
I know.
So obviously you
That's
have over-answered.
Yeah.
So people should know what we're talking about is Brandy Levy, who was a 14-year-old high school cheerleader that, you know, this actually was finally resolved in the Supreme Court. Your first answer is the feeding the mouth answer, which mm-hmm. is this is between my daughter and the school. Do mm-hmm. I need to add anything? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But it does bring up that whole issue, which I think you're getting at, Jessica, which is what do you do if your kid is disciplined at school in a way that you're not sure is fair?
Mm-hmm.
I think we would all agree. Do we all agree this is nuts
yes.
to yes. defend your 14-year-old
yes.
all the way up through this? As you know how that goes, you know, this is a case that happened 3 years ago. It's now mm-hmm. been decided. By the way, the Supreme Court sided with the daughter, which of course they decide with her parents,
right.
that mm-hmm. she has the freedom to speak however she wants on her social media about her school.
Right.
But the feeding the mouth perspective on this is not about our culture and Supreme Court, blah, blah, blah. Is that good for her, for their kid?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what does mm-hmm. this teach this girl? Mm-hmm. I would consider, what do you think, Jessica? You're worried about freedom of speech. What about this girl?
So the difference, I don't know how to describe this, but maybe I'm not going to be able to put it in words the way I think, but I'm going to try. So I feel very strongly that we have a responsibility as parents to teach our children to respect authority.
Yeah.
And that part of respecting authority is speaking to someone directly if you have a problem with something going mm-hmm. on, not speaking behind their back, not cursing, using appropriate right. language, you know, being respectful of that situation and that authority. So that's one thing as a parent. Now, the other side of it is I don't want the school to be able to regulate what my child says on social media, because as a Christian, I want my kid to always feel the freedom to be able to speak about their positions, whether or not they follow popular beliefs or popular culture, and not have that freedom of speech monitored by the school when it's outside of school, like on social media.
It's a very advanced view, right?
I mean, I appreciate freedom of speech, and I get where you're going with that, Jessica. But man, I just have this, you know, the Christian mama in me is, you know, whatever comes out of your mouth needs to be honoring of the Lord. And mm-hmm. you know that because that's how I raised you, mm-hmm. you know, and you're not going to talk like that or put that on social media. And because it was something that didn't honor the Lord, I would not go to bat for her.
That would be the hard part. Right.
She's a teenager though.
Right. So well, that's what I'm saying. Like I wouldn't go,
you know,
to
like whether she honored the Lord or not, we're not going to intervene because of that. Right.
Well, you feel like grounding her for life.
Well, but that's what advice you give a teenager, like, look, I don't love the way you talked at all.
Right.
But this is between her and her school. But Jessica, you're bringing up something that, you know, I don't even know how to answer that, which is what if this is an important example for the future freedom of our faith? I don't even know what to think about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like, if it was something like, I love Jesus, or I wish we could pray at school, and the school's like, hey, you can't talk like that. Well, then I would defend that.
Yeah, see, that's a good point. Like, how do you compare F-bomb lay stuff to eventually it's going to be, I love Jesus, in the same response? It's not the same thing.
So
it's
like, just know when to fight, you know, like know when to... You know, I don't know. Cause like,
so it didn't.
We're wasting taxpayers' dollars because this 14-year-old has a potty mouth. I know. You know, like I just can't get behind that.
That's so true.
But it didn't go to the Supreme Court because of the exact situation as much as it was the principle of the situation. That's the only reason it gets to the Supreme Court is to discuss the principle. And the principle was freedom of speech. Does the school, which is a government entity, have the right to tell you what you can and can't say outside of school? And
about it,
is the school responsible for monitoring that? Because that puts a lot of burden on the school to monitor the speech outside of school. Are they responsible for making sure that kids don't talk like that on social media or don't say certain things? What if they say hateful things about gay or lesbian students? Is the school responsible to discipline that outside of school? Well, you know, I think the Supreme Court was saying, no, that's not their business. I agree with that.
I think what more realistically this gets to is that I can't tell you how many times I have been with parents and their teenager in the room, and they didn't like the way a school handled the discipline of their kid. And the most common is so he was vaping in the, you know, class, but two other kids were caught doing the same thing, and their parents were big donors. And so they didn't do, I just cringe when they're talking like this, because it, first of all, you know, again, treats this teenager like an 8-year-old. Now, you know, if you've got a teenager that's being abused, like a school that's not responding to real bullying, you know, real abuse, then sure, step in. But, you know, the most common, though, is where you just don't think it's been fair and you're trying to get your kid off the hook. And I think, you know, the feeding the mouth take on this is that you look for as much as possible, even see if you agree with this, even if it's not perfectly fair, you try to leave this to your teenager to figure out how she or he is going to deal with this. Do you think that's right?
Yeah. There was an instance last year where this is a preteen, one of my preteen, and my preteen was disciplined at school, and the principal called me and said, this is why your kiddo is being disciplined. And I said, well, I disagree with you. I don't believe that they should be, because this is what we teach. We teach stay in your own lane. Unless somebody's in danger, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And so my preteen was disciplined at school, but we had a conversation at home and I was like, hey, you did exactly what I've always taught you. So, you know, you'll face your consequence there and you're not in trouble at home.
See, mm-hmm. I think that's at the very least by the time they're a teenager, that's the best approach. You know, what can end up happening, like so many things, is you get your back up as a parent and you suddenly make this thing about you and the school. And you leave your young adult out. And I guess, mm-hmm. you know, the feeding them out take is just really be super careful about that. There are some times you need to do that. But most of the time, I would say, even if you think it hasn't been completely fair, again, not grossly harmful, mm-hmm. and I would actually argue it's really your first response to your teenager is, wow, what are you going to do? You know, teach them to have their own voice in this. And then if they need your backing and ask for it, go ahead. Yeah. What do you think, Jessica? Miss Skeptical Face? What?
No, I think you're right. And I agree. I agree. And I think most of the time you need to have a conversation with your teenager, because a lot of times they'll be like, no, I'm just going to take the detention. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah, and they move on. They blow it off really easily and parents can get in a tizzy about it all, but you know, it's going to go on your permanent record that you got a detention.
That's right.
I don't
know. That's right. But what will really go on their permanent record is, did they learn how to speak up and mm-hmm. manage these things themselves? Or did you mm-hmm. miss an opportunity because you stepped in and did it yourself?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just or like, stepped in and
just like
buffered
everything
the
else
situation.
We talk about. Yeah. Like we're preparing these young adults for the road of life and, mm-hmm. you know, and there's going to be instances when they're adults on their own, you know, out of high school, out of college, in a job situation and something unfair happens.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What I like about this example, not the Supreme Court, that's just kind of nuts. But these are examples where I don't think it's super clear cut. Mm-hmm. You know, all I can do is advertise for, always remember to try to keep your teenager in the driver's seat of their own life as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But as for, is this time one of those where you don't intervene? Is this time when you do? You know, there's a lot of judgment that has to go into that. Mm-hmm. But I was just stunned. To be honest, I couldn't believe that there's some sort of deep pocketed parent that went all the way to the Supreme Court to mm-hmm. protect their 14-year-old's right to F-bomb Snapchat against her own school. Like, mm-hmm. really?
Well, and I'm guessing the cheerleading thing probably didn't work out for her either.
Because probably not so much.
But I mean, now this girl's name is known and known
I know.
For what? You
well,
know?
She's doing like, stand-up in Detroit now, I'm pretty
right?
sure.
Right? Like,
so.
That's awful. And so for parents to have that long, you know, sight of what is this going to leave behind?
So
did it change anything?
It's exactly
or did it
right.
just make a reputation for my daughter?
And we don't mm-hmm. have time today, but you know, we should sometime. I don't know. I don't think we did, but we should talk at some point, like about the college admission scandal. Same type thing for me, is not just about the bigger issue of the culture, blah, 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 but these poor young people, what mm-hmm. are they gaining from this or being essentially taught by their parents' interventions and lack of intervention. Mm-hmm. I just think it's important for parents to think about this. This affects your kid, your mm-hmm. young adult, and they need to be to remain in the midst of these issues.
I agree with that.
Right.
Sure.
Because I don't know the parents of this daughter, but I mean, we all know her name and we know how old she was and what she said, you know,
mm-hmm. and that's what mm-hmm. she's known for.
Yeah, it's sad.
So anyway, I like that because, you know, I, as you can guess, I read news with a kind of feeding the mouth slant all the time, mm-hmm. you know, like whether this was good for our country, I don't know, but I can tell you what I feel bad for that kid, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just have compassion on a teenager that's caught up in some larger thing and missing the point, mm-hmm. you know, sort of their own life. So.
And probably took over the bulk of her high school career. I mean, you imagine how much time and effort it takes to go to these proceedings and everything else. And it's a lot of work, a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Well, I have enjoyed this conversation and I know that we have a lot more to talk about. You know what? We would love to hear what our listeners are thinking about these very same topics. If you get a chance, we'd love to have you go to our Instagram post for our episode number 73. That's one you're listening to, and give us your feedback. It'd be so interesting to have a conversation about this further there.
Thanks for joining us today. Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss an episode. Also, leave us a review. This is how other listeners find our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Feeding the Mouth.
We appreciate you and would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas about what we've discussed today, please email us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com.